Hi,
I'm Mike McCarthy and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. This week's episode, we're revisiting thermal imaging, this time focusing in the higher end instruments often referred to as premium cameras. Returning today are Test Meter's Lasse Tonneson and FLIR technical sales specialist Jason Cargill. Thanks for joining me again. So we've talked about in a previous episode thermography in general, and that was more focused on the more commonly seen models of camera. So I wanted to talk today about the other end of the scale, really, the more premium range. And I suppose the first question here is why somebody might look at premium cameras over the more commonly seen models.
I think from our perspective at FLIR, the premium camera range, if it's going to distill it into two words, it's going to increase your capability and also the flexibility you have to utilize the tool itself or the solution itself. I mean, for example, you know, we could be looking at high temperature targets. So, you know, you're going to need a particular model in the range which will have a temperature range which goes high enough to be able to be used in that environment. The flip side would be, for example, with building thermography where delta T's or temperature differentials are a lot lower, so therefore thermal contrast is a lot lower, then you need a camera which has the capability of having additional sensitivity or having an additional resolution where you can utilize those benefits on those more challenging targets.
Yeah, so generally, you know, very often either a specific requirement or a certain type of challenging application can call for a more premium solution.
No, that's great. And I guess the next question is, how can FLIR help with that? What solutions do FLIR have?
I mean, ultimately, in what we call the premium range, we have 10 different models, different form factors as well, examples of which are on the tables here today. But ultimately, within those individual model ranges, we have different resolutions. And therefore, we have the ability to also combine different lens combinations as well, because this is another advantage of using premium models, is you have the ability to then change the field of view of the camera by installing different fields of view lenses. So therefore, that's where kind of the capability and flexibility really comes to the fore. Because if you're looking at a target that's further away, you can use a narrow angle lens. If you're looking at a target that's close up, or is you need to see more in a smaller space, you can look at a wider angle lens. You don't have that kind of capability with the what we class as the fixed focus cameras.
Yeah, and I think you sort of, if you look at the premium range of a FLIR product and sort of draw a line down the middle, you've got what's known as the EXX cameras, starting from the E52. You've got an E54, E76, E86, and E96, which probably is fair to say is a more sort of traditional, well-known form factor, a pistol grip type of form factor with a touchscreen interface and interchangeable lenses. And obviously from that range, you go up all depending on temperature range, thermal resolution, thermal sensitivity. And by that, we mean from what point can the camera and the detector actually start to differentiate and paint a thermal image of what's going on in front of you. And the other range in the premium series is the T-series, where you've got a T530, T540, T560, and then you're into the T800 series.
Yes.
All the way up to the T1K with a...
T1020, if you're for it online.
No, that's great. Well, let's focus on one of those ranges at a time. So let's start with the EXX. What can you tell me about who that might be for and what it might be used for?
I mean, generally, based on kind of previous experience with customers, a lot of the industrial maintenance users tend to opt more for the pistol grip camera. There's not really as much of a need for having what we call a rotating optical block. So you want a camera in a pistol grip format with the ability to change lenses. You have great capability in regards to IR resolution if you are in a position where you've got targets which are further away. Generally, most industrial sort of predictive maintenance, preventative maintenance, carried out within kind of a meter of the target, maybe 2 meters. So it's a nice, easy form factor to use. And from a user's perspective, it's got the same ease of use from the user interface that we have within pretty much all FLIR cameras. So generally, I'd say more of the industrial maintenance will opt for that form factor with the pistol grip in the EXX range. And then if we start the other premium range, which is the T-Series, that's generally either electrical utilities. You are looking, for example, if you're doing a lot of elevated thermography, for example, towers within substations and within the network, you know, you're looking at targets which can be 30, 40, 50 meters away, elevated upwards. You don't always want to be walking around with a pistol grip camera at arm's length. So you utilize the benefit of having the optical block where you can comfortably look down at the screen while the lens points up towards the target. Also favored by building thermographers as well, because a lot of building thermography is looking up. So therefore, there's kind of, they're the kind of two main, or the three main areas, I'd say, where the form factor becomes more important. It doesn't mean some industrial maintenance isn't carried out with a T-Series camera, but they certainly lend themselves more to certain applications than others.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the main things, I think, for both ranges and the lenses are completely interchangeable between EXX and T-Series, which sort of very often is overlooked, is really the importance of the right optics and having the right optics. And I mean, FLIR have always been brilliant at having a wide array of different options there, from telephoto, I think 14 degree lenses, and all the way up to wide angle lenses, which you could use in a more confined space if you were looking at switchgear or things of that nature.
Yeah, I think as well, when Lasse talks about lenses, I mean, we have typically it's 14 degree, 24 degree, and 42 degree. 14 being narrow, like Lasse mentioned, 42 being classed as wide. We introduced dual field of view lenses recently. A recent introduction was a 24 to 42 degree lens, which essentially means one lens barrel with a toggle switch where you can optically move between 24 and 42 degrees. That's really useful in the field.
Mm.
It negates the need to have to unclip the lens and swap it for another lens.
Mm.
We also launched last year a 14 to 24 degree DFOV, dual field of view lens as well. So we now cover pretty much all the main fields of view with two DFOV lenses. We also, and it's on the table here today, we also recently introduced an 80 degree lens. Now, for anyone who utilizes infrared windows, and for those people who don't know what they are windows which allow you to see into live switchgear safely. We've kind of tried to enhance the premium range again with this ability to utilize new introductions such as DFOV lenses, dual field of view, or the 80 degree lens. At the narrowest end of the scale, we also have the 6-degree lens, which again, it's favored generally by electrical utilities looking at targets at distance, which really brings the target closer optically without you having to move closer to it.
And I think that's also where FLIR have, you know, continued to really sort of add value. They are providing solutions. There's a lot of cameras out there, and very often we get very entangled with spec and comparing sort of 0 to 60, to use a motoring term here. Mm. And don't get me wrong, I mean, obviously you need a camera at its core, which is right and adequate for your solution. And there's lots of good choices out there for that. For us as a FLIR partner, what's really interesting is that we're all constantly trying to solve end users' problems. And these problems are rapidly changing as well. So when we look at the accessories and use of things like software and other services that are constantly being developed, it is a solution that is constantly growing, that can be added to for existing hardware.
I think it's a very good point Lasse makes, that, you know, if we look at hardware, you know, FLIR have been in this business since the 70s. And, you know, forward-looking infrared is what it stands for. But we have really developed the software massively in the last few years. I'd say more than any other manufacturer, to the point where one of the other advantages of using a premium camera is the ability to use our inspection route, so our routing facility within the camera. So on the camera, you will have a function called inspection route. It's used in conjunction with Route Creator, which is on the Thermal Studio software, and it allows you to build a route on your computer, load that route onto your camera, and then your camera essentially becomes a guide and will tell you what to inspect next. So this has become really of great interest with a lot of service providers. So if you're doing repeatable, similar inspections on a regular basis, I mean, it has a feature within the software called reference image, So what you can do is you can use the reference image from the previous inspection.
So there are more budget-friendly versions available with E52 and E54. And if you're sort of diving into this and looking at this in detail, what you'll probably notice, and a real thing to consider really, is that flexibility you've got with having a change of lenses, a change of optics, where in the E52, the E54, great, great cameras, but that remains a fixed 24-degree
That's correct.
Lens.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've spoken quite a lot about the different models and the hardware in general, but then the next topic really is the software, which we have touched on, but I'd like to go into a bit more detail.
The software becomes really important depending on the type of use. Now, generally, users who are looking at this premium range of camera generally have more interest in the software, generally have more need for the software to be recording those images and the information that they're gathering at the time, especially if you're a service provider as well. You know, you have to provide a report to a customer. So we've really developed our software platforms a lot. But Thermal Studio was introduced a number of years ago now, and it was introduced to replace FLIR Tools. Now, I am pretty sure there'll be a lot of people who are still using FLIR Tools or FLIR Tools Plus because they know how to use it. They like it. It's something that they're used to. Human nature is generally people don't really like change unless they have to. Unfortunately, now FLIR Tools is no longer supported by FLIR. You know, so it is now, it's classed as an obsolete product. It will still work, but with the more introductions of new operating systems, you'll tend to find you might have more problems with the interactivity with FLIR Tools. So Thermal Studio was introduced as its replacement. Interestingly enough, you know, we've got three different options with Thermal Studio. I have to say that they're all desktop-based. So this isn't a cloud service. It's all has to be installed onto a desktop or a laptop computer. We have a starter version, which is actually free, which allows customers to see what Thermal Studio is like. So I'd use this opportunity to say to anyone who's using FLIR Tools, consider Thermal Studio. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, you can download a simple version. It's not the full version, but it's give you enough of an interest in what it can do. And then we have the starter version, and to be fair, the main version which we introduced to the market was the Pro version, and that's the version which includes the root creator element. So if you are interested in rooting, you will need to go for Thermal Studio Pro. But kind of three options, you've got other options of perpetual licenses. So if you are in a position where you'd rather invest up front in the full software, you can do, if that's better for your budgetary constraints. Or you can also offer annual subscriptions as well, which are obviously a lower cost annually. But at some point you will meet the cost of a perpetual license over time. So customer's choice. But really gives you the ability. So one license gives you two activations. So you could theoretically load onto a desktop and a laptop, or two desktops or two laptops. There are corporate licenses available. So if you have users above 10 users, you can have a single license which will cover 10 plus users. So we kind of cover all bases when it comes to the software. You can use it initially for free to see what you think. And then if you're interested in what it can do, then you can invest in the software. And it's even something simple, like we have a feature called batch processing. So batch processing allows the user, if you capture 100 images and you want to change the color palette, or you want to add a spot marker or a line marker, or a rectangle box, or some elements within the images on all of them, you can do it at the same time using the toolbox available in the software. So literally you can, it doesn't replace the existing images either. So your existing images are always safe. They'd save as a new file, but ultimately you've got the flexibility to do that as well. So, and it's faster. It's a lot faster than FLIR Tools.
That should sort of, for anyone, especially anyone who is sort of a legacy user and using FLIR Tools Plus and using that for creating large reports with, you know, tens or hundreds of images, which we often find. That's a one image by one image type of process. This is the aha moment. There is a real opportunity to save significant time if anyone is working with thermal images, or anyone who's obviously new to FLIR, new to the software. I think these days we probably spend, I mean, this might be unfair to say, we spend a significant amount of time trying to really cover and make the customer understand the opportunity of Thermal Studio. That is the byproduct of the work you're doing with the hardware. Thermal Studio has been a significant step forward. And as Jason said, there's options here for more or less all budget, even if it's zero. It's really worth spending some time understanding the capabilities of that package. And again, maximizing the return on investment through training, through understanding that through having enough knowledge on how to get the best out of your product, out of your hardware, out of your software, to maximize that investment. I know Fleur has his own training part of the business called ITC, or Infrared Training Center. It's an international operation.
Yeah, it's a standalone company in itself, and it's part of the Fleur family.
Absolutely. So. And at Testmeter, we represent them as well. So it's one of the things that we would typically talk about or offer as something to consider. From a point of view of training, or anyone wanting to obtain a recognized industry recognized qualification for thermography, you would typically look at a level one, or for anyone who's level one, you typically look at level two, all depending on what degree of technical knowledge you're after acquiring. But again, it's something really worth considering. It will give you a better understanding how to use the camera, harness all the functions in the camera, better interpret the image, better work within the application, and solve the problem.
Me personally, level one is without a doubt a course that's worth investing in if you're going to use premium cameras, because we design cameras to be easy to use. And I've supplied, as Fleur, we've supplied customers who've moved from different platforms. Even recently, I've dealt with a company that's moved from a competitor platform, and they were up and running within hours, really.
Obviously, we've mentioned a little bit about software and a bit about the training, but another factor that we haven't mentioned is servicing and calibration.
Yeah, sure. Depends on the requirements of the user. Obviously, these are precision instruments measuring temperature. If you are a business who is either, for instance, ISO 9000 registered, you may have a quality requirement to get your measurement instrumentation calibrated or calibration checked, which can be done by a number of organizations. I mean, Fleur will do a sort of a true calibration on these cameras. Testmeter also do calibration checks and issues calibration certificates for all these cameras here in front of us today. We offer things like care packages for, I believe, 5 years. Again, at times we've often found that might be budgetary advantageous for the user, where they have the budget there and then. It might actually be in their interest to buy that care package, so they're ensured that their camera is collected, calibrated, certified, and returned on an annual basis. Firmware is kept updated, and any other thing that goes or issues along the way can be taken care of. But generally, always depending on the requirement of the end user, these cameras can be calibrated, and that is recommended on an annual basis. And I think from end user's perspective, that's also a good reason to look at solutions from Fleur. I mean, there is a UK technical team one of them sat right next to me here, and a UK office here for the operation down in West Malling in Kent that can assist with a lot of these things or any problems that might arise along the way. I mean, there's a small network of partners and distributors, all who are more than adequate to help users from before sale, but also after, and make sure that the investment in this solution sort of continues to deliver.
I mean, on that partnership, obviously Lasse mentioned that there are a selected network of partners, and obviously Testmeter are one at the forefront of that. Did you want to give any information in terms of how Testmeter can help in the selection of thermal imaging cameras?
Sure. I mean, a lot of it we sort of already touched on. We have a number of level one certified thermographers who have got a lot of experience in talking to applications or solutions with our customers. I mean, we, based on the application or whether we feel we're able to help, you know, we do on-site demos. We go to customers' site and take equipment and make sure that they understand the products, that they get the right product for them, the right hardware, the right software or digital solution. Discuss training. We offer other services for in case there is an application and there is an uncertainty there, and make sure that they're getting the right product for that. We offer what's called a try before you buy, whereby we will send for instance, a Fleur product to a customer, let them test it out for the application. It could also be following a demo that's been done. So they have the opportunity of testing that product for a week, 2 weeks at times, and ensuring that product is absolutely right and meets their expectations. At the end of that period, we will make sure that any cost for hire that's been paid for the try before you buy period is refunded off the price of the final product that's purchased. So we can help in a variety of different ways, really.
No, that's great.
Typically, a lot of the products we've discussed here today, everything from the EXX range to the T series, a lot of these cameras are actually held in stock. So very often customers are actually surprised that, you know, if they needed to, if there's a sudden requirement, if they're replacing an existing product or adding to an already existing fleet, I mean, TestMeter very often can get this product to you next working day. But do check with us first. And get in touch with us for a quote or to discuss any requirements.
No, that's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information on Fleur's premium cameras, please visit the website or get in touch and we'll be more than happy to help. Thanks for tuning in today and I hope you'll join us again soon.